DW.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm, all is bright.
Silent Night had its world premiere on Christmas Eve in 1818 in St. Nicholas Church in the tiny hamlet of Oberndorf.
Holy infant, so tender and mild, sleep in heavenly peace.
In the neighbouring village of Arnsdorf, where the song was composed, I meet with Max Gertner.
I'm the custodian of the Museum of Silent Night. That's where Silent Night was composed, here in our house. Franz Xaver Gruber was the composer, was teacher here, and churchkeeper and organist. So he was living here, he was active here during 21 years. That's the real root of the melody of Silent Night.
Legend says that Joseph Moore, the young Catholic curate of the little village of Oberndorf, penned the verses to sing at midnight mass on Christmas Eve 1818. He then asked his friend, Franz Gruber, organist and headmaster in a neighbouring village, to write some music to accompany it.
Organ, which Gruber played on. It's original, made there. 1745. It was restored several times, but it has a wonderful sound.
Master organ builder Karl Maracher, who came here to St. Nicholas Church to work on the organ, took the song to the Tyrol region, where it was picked up by two musical families, the Rainers and the Strassers, who made it popular, but no one knew who authored the song.
The Prussian king, König Friedrich Wilhelm IV, it seems that they had to sing it for him every Christmas. Then he ordered to investigate who was the creator of the song. And the youngest son of Gruber, Felix, was in the boys' choir. Mm. And he said, it was my father.
The museum is housed in an old parsonage, complete with original squeaking floorboards. This is where Joseph Moore lived from 1817 to 1819. In a glass case amongst the museum's exhibits is the copy of a very special letter, The Authentic Reason, in which Gruber recorded the history of the song.
There he describes a bit his life, and that at Christmas Eve 1818, his friend Joseph Moore gave him a poem asking him to give it the melody and music for two main voices and guitar. And he says here that at the same evening he passed it over and sang it at Christmas Eve. This way we know quite well how it was created. Just to show how strong this song is, at Christmas 1914, first Christmas of war, fraternization between the Germans and the English, because of Silent Night. They were singing Silent Night and other Christmas carols.
In Oberndorf, I meet Dr. Friedrich Lepperdinger, a historian and author of a guidebook to the memorial sites linked to the celebrated Christmas carol. He shows me to the spot where St. Nicholas Church once stood.
Here was a church of St. Nicholas, where Silent Night was sung for the first time. You know, there was a parish priest and he got an assistant. And the assistant was Joseph Moore. And Joseph Moore lived here.
Since the death of Moore, who died in the Christmas month of December 1848, Silent Night has been sung by countless musical greats.
Silent. Holy night.
During the Second World War, Silent Night also played a political role in the fight against Nazi Germany, and US President Roosevelt and British Prime Minister Churchill even sang it together at Christmas 1941.
Tender and mild.
recorded and re-recorded by countless artists around the globe, this iconic Christmas song has been performed in more than 180 different languages, including Arabic, Chinese, and Swahili. The president of Austria's Silent Night Society said, "This is a song of freedom for the world." And as Austria's year of celebrations culminates in exhibitions and special Silent Night masses across a dozen venues, the song's message has never seemed more appropriate.
All is calm. All is bright. Yon virgin mother and child.
DW.